Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chris Buckley, and I saw some videos that were just so emotional and so astounding, did something fantabulous. They just finished up with his son, who is autistic, and he's with me. I wanted to talk about it. Chris, what's up, brother?
Good morning, Amari. How are you doing this morning?
Man, I got to tell you, I love the videos. Love them.
Thank you. You should have been there with it. If you saw it in video, it's even more powerful when we were there.
I can't imagine the emotion with you and your son there when he came running across there with you. That was something, man.
Yeah, the whole race, the whole gap, everything in my mind was all about getting to the end and focusing on being there with him. And it worked out better than I could have imagined. We were really actually way ahead of schedule. We actually finished about 2 hours faster than last year.
So let's jump. I want to backtrack because I know you, sure. And you know me, and we know what's up. But I first want to say thank you, and it was very cool to watch. But tell our listeners what we're talking about here and the amazing feat that you accomplished with other folks and your son.
Sure. My team, Autism Runs, we run to raise money and awareness for autism. And we completed, for the second year in a row, the Greater Allegheny Passage Gap Trail Relay. 8 runners, 150 miles on the trail from Cumberland, Maryland to Pittsburgh. This year we finished it in just over 21 and a half hours. And we, by the way, on Friday morning, we surpassed $5,000 raised to date for this last calendar year.
Man. Hey, what was it like physically, buddy?
Actually, warmer than last year. And you just, like, you when you finish one run, you get your body physically ready to run the next one. The first one was right before dusk. My second one was about 2:30 in the morning. And then the last one was obviously the last end run that you saw.
Man, here's what's amazing. So you do this for the greater good, but you also did it for yourself and your son. Tell our listeners how it affected him and, quite frankly, how it affected you, sir.
Okay, surely, absolutely. So like I said, we were ahead of time, and basically, cut a long story short, my wife, I texted her, she called me back, and we arranged for her to bring Tim to the Hot Metal Bridge, which is sort of the end of the trail. And then one of my teammates, Shirley, walked him about a mile up the trail and he waited for me. Then you saw the video where when he saw me, he came running to me faster than he's ever run before.
Wow.
And we embraced.
Wow.
And I wanted that last mile just to be him and I. And even though he doesn't speak, I could see in his eyes he appreciated the significance of what was going on. When we broke the tape at the finish line, we let him go first. And it was just so powerful to show that anything is possible. And wow. We blamed the rain for the reason why nobody had dry eyes that day.
That's gorgeous, man. I tell you what, though, life has changed so dramatically. When we were growing up, man, this was never thought to be possible. Put the kid in a room or a facility and hope for the best, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Can I tell you about a project I'm working on that's specifically to that?
Of course, of course.
The P3R and the Pennsylvania Environmental Council had a green initiative, and runners received a tree to plant somewhere. They're sapling trees, so they're evergreens. And I got the idea, and through my friends at Washington County, and I had to give a credit to Diane Ivey, the county commissioner,
yeah,
and Lisa Cessna at the planning. I said, what I wanted to do is plant the trees in Mingo Creek Park and create Timmy's Grove, a peaceful environment where autistic and special needs kids can come.
Nice.
And they can feel that this is their place.
Nice.
That they are involved, it's a place for them to, they can feel at home and they're welcome. And so that is going to happen. They've agreed to it.
Nice.
We're just working out the details to get it planted. And what's great about it is when the areas that we run, I coach cross country for Ringgold, so we're there all the time, so I'll see it. And what we're going to do is we're actually going to do a run with Tim from one end of the park to the other. It's going to unveil it for him right there.
Man, I'll tell you what, it's guys like you that make the world spin faster, brother.
Hey, I'm working on a project also to create running club in the Pittsburgh area for autistic youth and adults.
Cool.
I'm working with two major players in the Pittsburgh area. I can't say just yet because...
Between us, you can tell me. Hey, no one's listening, brother. Tell me. I'm kidding, Chris. Don't do it. You're on the radio.
When it happens, I will let you know. But let's put this, I can't even tell you the name of the project because you know exactly who one of the players was.
You know, man, I'm a believer, and what you're doing is amazing. So let's do this together, all right? Make sure you stay in touch with me because you know how, right?
Absolutely.
Right, I absolutely do.
When it happens, you will know.
Tell your son I said hi.
I will do this thing.
All right, man. See you.
Thank you. Take care.
I love him. You know, the thing about it is I tell folks this. I have a business, as you know, it's called Sparked, and truly the mantra is start something good, and I truly believe in that. And this guy, you know, as I said, back in the day, you put the kid in a school or put him in a facility, and you go visit him once in a while, and look what he's doing with his son, and he's changing the world as a result. And on a completely unrelated note, so we've talked so much about Nick and Margaret Ersta. Nick has mesothelioma, probably die in the next couple of days, quite frankly. I saw him last night. But we're going to take him over to his house, and the plan is to get to see the house that we finished for him. It's absolutely gorgeous, man. The folks at Mullineaux did the entire place with carpeting yesterday. It had us all in tears. That being said, so one of his boys calls. This is how amazing people are. Out of the blue, one of his friends calls. What's his name? Is Scott Lewis? He says, yeah, I got an ambulance for him. I'll take him home. No charge. Seriously. Now, this is the greatness of humanity. Every time you want to say this sucks or that sucks, this is the kindness of strangers, the greatness of the world we live in. Guys like Scott Lewis, guys like Chris Buckley, who make the world go faster a little bit more every day and allow us to make sure that we know that there are great things happening out there. Right? Right. Hang in there, folks. Be right back.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.